At the White House, it was the last day behind the lectern for spokesman Tony Snow. In an unusual display of warmth, reporters applauded Snow as he stepped into the briefing room. And the man who usually spars with journalists at those daily briefings returned the gesture with praise for the reporters.
This job has been the most fun I've ever had, the most satisfying, fulfilling job. I'm sorry I have to leave it, but I have got to say it has been a real honor and a pleasure working with everybody in this room.
Tony Snow will stay on the job through Friday, but he's handed over the daily press briefing to his successor, Dana Perino. Snow is resigning, as he says, to make some much-needed money on the lecture circuit and possibly write a memoir. He's also battling a recurrence of colon cancer. Snow spoke with us this afternoon, and since he's still technically the press secretary, I asked him if the president's speech tomorrow night is meant to brace the U.S. for a long-term presence in Iraq, despite the plan to withdraw up to 30,000 troops by next summer.
I hate to sort of play cat and mouse with you, but it's what I've been doing with the rest of the press. I'm going to let the president announce his policies. However, I do want to knock down one thing. I don't think anybody has suggested that there is going to be a long-term U.S. presence that's identical to what we have today. Nobody's talking about 160,000 frontline combat troops for the next 10 years. But having said that, I think he sees diminishing numbers as you get increased capability among Iraqi fighting forces. But again, that's what General Petraeus was laying out for Congress. We're going to have to let the president announce what his policies are going to be, and he will do that tomorrow night.
Now, anyone who watches the presidential briefings knows that the job of the White House spokesman is, or spokeswoman, is always very difficult. But you've had a particularly tough run defending an increasingly unpopular president and an unpopular war. Has the president and have you, to some degree, lost an important commodity, the public's trust, the idea that you're telling the truth?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I hate to say it, but the public trust in journalists is far lower than it is in presidents. I think you're looking at this wrong. This actually isn't a hard job. It's a wonderful job. And I came here because I believed in what the president is doing. And knowing that a war is unpopular, in a time like this, I think there is a general suspicion about the nature of politics. It has certainly been visited on Democrats and Republicans alike in historic low ratings of congressional approval. And I think what you do in a time like this is you continue to do your best to address the problems honestly and as best you can. And if there's unpopularity, so be it. You ask yourself, what is the mission? What are the challenges? It's a very exciting time to be in this White House, and frankly, I'm sorry I have to go.
But before you go, take us into that press room. We always see you walking out from the lower press office, walking up to the lectern. What's going through your mind when you do that?
I love it. I love the briefings. It is so much fun. So I go into a room of very good reporters, and I have the responsibility for talking about the president's policies and what's going on and doing as much as I can to answer questions. But for instance, a lot of people want to know about tomorrow night's speech. I'm not going to tell them anything about tomorrow night's speech. It is of necessity kind of a cat and mouse game that we're going to play for the next day and a half. They understand that. But I must tell you, in contrast to the very first day when I was scared to death, I was absolutely petrified the first time I went out. I really, really enjoy it. It's invigorating, it's interesting, it's exciting. And at the same time, it's also a chance to really engage with people I've known for a very long time and people who are going to be my friends, who were my friends before I came here. They're my friends now. They're going to be my friends for very many years afterward. And my guess is I'll have plenty of interaction with the press corps and with people at the White House for a long time to come.
Now, Tony, you've said that the return of your cancer is not a factor in your decision to leave the White House. May I ask, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I finished doing a major four-month chemo treatment about a month ago. Now I'm on what's called maintenance chemo. And the chemo I get now is not the kind of stuff that makes your hair fall out or makes you weak or woozy. So I'm feeling great. My hair's growing back. I'm working out every day. And I've got great energy. And I'm very excited about what's to come. And it's a good time because, you know, as your energy does return, your spirits really do pick up.
Many of us have friends or loved ones or even colleagues on the job that are going through this, fighting cancer. And sometimes we struggle to figure out what can or should we do for them. What's been most helpful to you?
You know, I think what's most helpful is just to get to be their friends. I actually put a lot of the burden on the cancer patient because people do feel, you know, they don't know what to do. That you know, do I address them differently? Do I use a softer voice? Do I put on a mournful face? And I think what you do as a cancer patient is you make no secret of what you're going through. You actively welcome people's help and support. I think the most important thing is treat a cancer patient like a real human being. There's always an attempt to sort of treat them as if, they used to be something, as if, you tend almost to treat them as if you're talking about them in the past tense. And that certainly is no service. Give them your love, give them your support, make them laugh. And if you're a cancer patient, embrace life, realize that you're alive, enjoy each and every moment, and go for it.
Well, Tony Snow, all the best to you and your family. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Michelle, thank you so much.
Tony Snow is the White House press secretary for President George W. Bush. He retires Friday after serving the president while battling the working press and cancer. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.